Good morning. My guest this morning is Bula Vega in this incarnation from Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Bula.
Good morning.
The play we are talking about at the Sixth Street Playhouse, opening on April 1st, is Silent Sky. Why don't you tell us something about that show?
Silent Sky is the story of Henrietta Leavitt, who was the scientist who figured out what the pulsing of the Cepheid stars meant in terms of their pattern and how that helped us eventually all of our work in figuring out how far away stars are from us.
Yes.
All of that
yes.
relates directly back to her work.
Wow.
Yeah, and she started out as just, they called them computers then. They worked in a little attic in Harvard, and they looked at photographic plates all day. That was her whole job. And from that, she was able to put together this pattern and this realization that allowed us to essentially put time frames in the universe. How does this become a play? It's actually a really great concept and a really great way that Lauren Gunderson, she's the playwright. She's a San Francisco local playwright.
Uh-huh.
She set it up in this amazing way where we're following Henrietta from the moment she realizes she's going to be able to go and work until the end, until she's made all these discoveries. And it's 1900, 1910. So she's literally fighting her way through. And along the way, she creates allies, and there's love and there's not love, and there's family issues. And it's actually everything you would think of in a play. And it's this amazing story of this woman and her life, like a well-lived life. And yet, it's also this amazing story of science and progress.
Right.
So it's a great play.
And stuff that's happening today and is
directly relates back to what happened there and her work. Yeah.
Right. There is a fundraiser on April 10th.
There is.
At Harvest Moon Winery.
There is.
How will that work?
You know, there's some of the actors are going to be there. They're going to do a couple scenes. They're going to talk about the play. They're going to talk about the contest. The fundraiser is actually more related to the contest, which is the Star Seeker contest. I don't know. If people haven't heard about it yet, they should read up on it. It's on the Sixth Street Playhouse website. It was an amazing opportunity where every middle schooler, every seventh and eighth grader in Sonoma County was asked if they would like to respond with an artistic piece to a female scientist. So they were asked to look at a female scientist that they admire, like Henrietta Leavitt, and respond with an artistic piece about their science. So the concept was taking the sciences and math and all of that and adding the arts back into it and making it a cohesive relationship.
Great idea.
Science and math and art. And we got a lot of respondents. There were a lot of entries. It's just an amazing opportunity to be able to reach out into the community and see all the talent that's out there and support a lot of middle schoolers in the, you can do this, you know? She was deaf as well, Henrietta Leavitt. So, and she had to fight through all this stuff, and yet she made this amazing discovery that we still are using today.
I understand that you'll be making this contest a part of each season's offering, right?
Well, we're trying. We're thinking about it. And a lot of that is going with the fundraising and what we can do. We really have, especially at Sixth Street, Lenny Dean, the education director, really has a heart for the children of this community and bringing them into the arts. And this has really been such a success that we're really looking strongly at bringing it back. Yes.
Excellent. I certainly hope that you do. Bula, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about the new show. Let's tell people once again that this is Silent Sky at the Sixth Street Playhouse, opening on April 1st and playing through the 17th. For information, on the telephone, 523-4185, online, sixthstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.